thependle.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show presents the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, who's here with our overview, an honest overview of what's going on in the world of issue-oriented talk radio and talk television. The influence is based on surveying a lot of the great radio stations that are doing issue-oriented so-called political talk radio, although the world of talk radio is expansive, Michael. But yet yeah, we have to sort of bore down into the nitty-gritty and get to the top 10 issues as discussed by many good sports radio stations and issue-oriented stations. So how do we get at that?
Well, basically, just to, you know, crystallize what you just said is,
thank you.
We survey for this particular survey news talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
News talk radio is kind of political, but it does other things. And interestingly, when we do the sports part of it, we're talking about sports being talked about on news talk radio, not
right.
Sports being talked on. Because if we talked about sports talk radio, well, then it would be number one would be basketball playoffs.
Right.
So that being said, these are the top 10 subjects that are being talked about on news talk radio stations. And if somebody wonders what's a news talk station, it's probably most likely the format of the station you're listening to us on right now.
Right.
Okay, at number 10, we have the National Basketball Association and National Hockey League playoffs. At number 9, we have a couple of baseball stories. One, the Major League Baseball organization has taken over the operation of the Los Angeles Dodgers, wresting it from the hands of its owners, and that's tied with just general Major League Baseball action. At number 8, we have two stories that are weather and natural disaster related, the Texas wildfires and the Southeast tornadoes. At number 7, we have the anniversary of the BP oil disaster. At number 6, we have oil prices tied with the stock market activity. At number 5, we have Japanese nuke plant woes. At number 4, Middle East unrest. At number 3, believe it or not, the birther issue. The birthers are out there rallying behind Donald Trump. At number 2, we have the 2012 GOP hopefuls. And at number 1, we have the debt ceiling tied with the budget deficit. The big players out there, at number 10, we have Frank and Jamie McCourt being talked about. We have Bud Selig being talked about at number 10. At number 9, Harry Reid. At number 8, John Boehner. Hillary Clinton at 7. Jan Brewer at 6. Eric Cantor at 5. At number 4, Paul Ryan. At number 3, Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, and Sarah Palin. Number 2, Donald Trump. Number 1, Barack Obama.
This guy has the I looked at a story this morning as I was talking about this, whether or not he is basically having his way with us was the gist of the story, whether or not he's just having fun or toying with us. This guy absolutely gets it, and people that don't get him but it is pretty amazing that people are so seriously entangled in this and the arrogance of the power in these various political parties, and how dare he upset our game and bring his toys in, and he's not serious. And to listen to guys like Fred Barnes, who's actually a pretty good guy, but the arrogance that drips from these people, well, he's not a member of our club, he's not a member of our group, what's he doing in here? Yeah, this kind of stuff, which makes most people who have a brain want to puke. You know, where does it say, as a matter of fact, isn't the public saying that they don't want politicians, and therefore this is meeting a need, if you will, for consideration, as much as anything else?
I think Trump would make a great talk show host.
Uh-huh.
he's great for the media.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is true, but let's take it one step further. That you say the public doesn't want politicians. Then why does the public always vote politicians?
Well, here's why. The town of Framingham, which is my hometown, had a recent election, town election. And in the election, the main focus was the terrible situation in the town, the terrible leadership, the horrors of being in debt and not being able to manage properly. So what happens? The town shows up. 14% of the people eligible to vote, and they vote every one of the incumbents back in. Every one of them. So that's what I mean when I say that.
Well, why don't more people come to vote in new people if they care?
Yeah, because they don't apparently yet care, or if they do, they don't know how to express it. They don't know how to get involved. It is amazing that people, we all think that people act in their own best interest or self-interest. It's not proven out or borne out by that activity at all.
I think people think that bad news is just part of normalcy. I think people basically think that, oh, we're in debt. Oh, we're operating at a deficit. Oh, terrible things are going to happen. Oh, we're being mismanaged. Oh, there's all kinds of threats to our well-being just waiting behind every tree. I think people think that's normal life,
mm-hmm.
and don't really feel that it will affect them in any way other than the way normal life goes, because haven't we always been saying that?
I think it has different meaning at the moment, because I think there are many more people who are upset. But they think they can. The way to solve it is on the national level. I think that's part of it. They don't see the local trials and tribulations to. They don't connect them to the national thing, even though it's the same story, only a smaller scale. That's all.
Mm.
And so you have these, you know, the ultimate changes that happened last time around, and maybe more happen next time. What people also don't recognize is how they need to participate in the primary elections as well as the final election. When you only have two choices, would you want to be choosing for more than two? That's what the primary system is
primary
all about.
The new primary system that was recently enacted relative to history seems to favor the extremists.
Yeah.
The old primary system favored the smoke-filled room bosses. I wonder who came up with better candidates. I wonder which system actually worked well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either worked well, but
yeah.
Both have problems.
I want to drill down a little bit into sports talk radio in a moment because of the impact it's having. Even though this our Talkers 10 here is focused on the political, I don't know, the issues of the day, the economy, foreign affairs, the military, that sort of thing. But sports talk radio is having an increasing importance in grabbing radio stations, radio time, and people's attention. Let's talk about that when the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison continues.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HD TV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying. All signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event with big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're at Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Bo from Atlanta writes, how do you deal with difficult people?
Well, I usually offer a helpful piece of advice. Like, did you know that Geico offers discounts just for being a good driver? And they're like, wow, you want to help me save money on my car insurance even though I'm pestering you? And I say, yeah, that's just the sort of bloke I am.
That's cool. So what do you say when people are really nice to you then?
Pretty much the same thing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So, Michael, when we were discussing earlier the list of things in the top 10 this week, according to Talkers Magazine, you underscored again.
I always do. I always have to correct you because you give the wrong impression.
I do. You're right. And I don't mean to do that, but it does, mostly because I'm trying to acknowledge, and I'm not doing it in the proper way, the impact that sports talk radio is having on the listening public. But it is a separate format.
It's a separate format. How could we possibly say it's number 10 or number 9, mixing it with people talking about politics?
Yeah.
No, they're talking about sports on news talk radio.
Right.
And maybe they're influenced by it, by the fact that sports is so popular and that news talk radio competes with sports talk radio, all because sports is so popular. But it's like saying if we're talking about Lady Gaga getting into some kind of a news story, mm-hmm. we're not drawing that from music radio. That means they're talking about her on news talk radio.
Right.
We have to stay with news talk radio, and I'll tell you why. And I gave you the hint in what I said to you. Because this program airs on
yeah.
news talk radio.
Right.
This program does not air on sports talk radio.
No.
So people are listening to news talk radio. They understand news talk radio, and this gives them an idea of what's on their format. Just as if we were doing a survey on a country music station, it would be mostly country music. If it was a crossover, we wouldn't say, and it's based on top 40 radio. It's based on country radio.
Right. And by the way, that gives us – remember we at one point in time wanted to do a show like this, the top 10 issues in the world of sports.
Exactly. And that would be good for sports radio.
Yeah, it would be.
But the reason – there's crossover in all radio formats. That's
yeah.
the point.
One of the other things that's an aside, people who listen to this program are close to their stations. That's why they are interested in our program.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the little dark secrets of what's on – the news talk stations versus what's on the sports stations is an affinity for advertisers. The sports talk radio stations, networks, hosts are not controversial in the same sense that the news talk radio hosts are. So advertisers are uncomfortable in many instances now advertising on a lot of these shows. We've heard the controversy in the last couple of weeks about Glenn Beck we addressed it here on this program. But the atmosphere that advertisers find in sports talk radio programs, they like because it doesn't deal with the same anger and the same upset and get people, you know, it isn't about, you don't hear the same tone, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Although on sports talk stations, the controversies that they have are usually with the teams themselves and with the players and access. In other words, the teams get angry with the sports talk show hosts when they don't play ball politically.
Right. And if that's the case, oftentimes if the station is carrying the team,
right.
they'll influence who the hosts are on the radio station.
Absolutely.
Without question.
That's an old issue in sports broadcasting that goes back to the beginning of time. But there are tremendous philosophical wars going on right now that we're going to touch on at the New Media Seminar when we have the sports panel.
Yes.
But in sports radio. There are people that just hate each other.
Yeah.
My learning about that.
Yeah.
Within that realm.
And so we've got that activity, that venom, and some people, I guess, think that it's entertaining. That's why it gets the attention that it does. At any rate, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with more stimulating talk radio here on The Countdown.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing. And our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we present a conversation between MSNBC reporter Tamron Hall, along with our guest Eugene Robinson. The focus is our number two issue this week on the countdown, and that is all of the general focus on Donald Trump and whether he's a viable candidate.
So your article, you say it's time to take Donald Trump seriously as a presidential candidate. 3, 2, 1. Okay, time is up. But then you write that if he now has decided to take himself seriously, I'm afraid we're going to have to follow suit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
Well, I think we are, Tamron. I mean, this was like a great put on. It seemed like a Donald Trump routine. It seemed like just another exercise in self-promotion. But he's actually showing up in the polls, as you noted. He's making motions the way a candidate would make in terms of starting maybe to assemble a campaign team. This is starting to look serious and consequential, and I think we've got to treat it as such.
I want to play what Donald Trump had to say to Savannah Guthrie. If we're going to treat it seriously, this was his answer regarding raising the debt ceiling, as you well know, the big debate happening right now. Let's play it.
I would not raise the debt ceiling. I'll tell you why.
You don't think the U.S. default on its obligations would be grave for the economy?
You're going to have to make a deal someplace. You might as well do it now. Because if you keep waiting,
and he said you got to make a deal someplace. He didn't explain where. Savannah rightfully pushed him on a number of issues, debt related, to get some specifics. And when you watch the interview, Eugene, he's light on specifics, quite honestly.
Well, absolutely. And the specifics that you do hear from him, frankly, don't always make sense.
Like, right, like take the oil from Libya.
Take the oil from Libya. Just tell OPEC to cut oil prices and tell China to revalue its currency. I mean, we can tell people to do a lot of things, but that doesn't mean they're going to do them. So, no, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And, frankly, the Gary Busey endorsement, I think, ought to be worth at least minus 5 points. I think, in any poll.
You know, Salon.com has an article written by Justin Elliott, Eugene, and he says that he talks a lot about Trump's money and financial disclosure, and he believes there's a theory that Donald Trump will hold out to the very end, to the last possible minute, and when it's time to provide his personal financial disclosure, that he will finally drop out before actually filing. But that could be 2012 we're looking at here.
Well, that's a possibility. I mean, there's always been a dispute between him and people who looked into the matter about his net worth, about his business dealings. He clearly doesn't like to put all that out there in a transparent way. So presumably he would resist it. But, you know, the thing is that campaigns sometimes take on a momentum of their own. And he seems to be caught up in what may have started as more of a lark. He seems to be caught up in it now, and it's easier to start a campaign than to stop one.
Right, well, especially when you have poll after poll showing him that he's, at least in some cases, beating Mitt Romney. You know, he's there in Trump Tower, he sees the numbers come in, and as you point out, if it wasn't something he was really seriously thinking about, why wouldn't you after seeing the poll numbers?
Exactly. Why wouldn't you, after you saw the poll numbers, why wouldn't you say, well, gee, let's see how far this can go? And there's another factor, too, the psychological factor. People are not taking him seriously. So I imagine he's saying, well, hold it. Why aren't people taking me seriously? I'm Donald Trump. I'm going to show them. And so, you know, it's just one step leads to the next.
You know what? That kind of arrogance, which is what the Washington Post, that's the really reason I identify that fella. The arrogance of their report, the whole place reeks of arrogance. And listening to those people pop off like that makes me think Donald Trump has that much more of a chance. What do you think? 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Are your kids disrespectful and defiant? Mine were, too. My name is Geraldine Lewis. My kids fought with me constantly. They threw things and slammed doors when I told them no. One day, my husband heard an ad on the radio for James Lehman's Total Transformation. We ordered it, and the behavior changed immediately. Our kids are calmer and more respectful now. There's no more arguing and screaming, all because we know how to handle them now. Even their teachers can't believe the difference. Before this program, we couldn't even go to restaurants without an outburst. Now, we go out to eat and even took our first family vacation, and it was great. When I told James Lehman about my family, he asked me to be a spokesperson and share our story, and I agreed. Because if one family can turn around the way we did with the Total Transformation, it's worth it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-454-6818. 1-800-454-6818. It's guaranteed, so call now. 1-800-454-6818.
It's springtime and the weather is getting warmer. Now is a perfect time to think about springing into good health with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian and NatureMade spokesperson Chris Rosenblum explains.
Dietitians agree that people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Vitamins and supplements are a good way to bridge these gaps, but it's important to seek high-quality brands that meet the highest standards of purity and potency. I always tell consumers to look for national brands like NatureMade that are rigorously tested and verified by third-party public health organizations such as the United States Pharmacopeia, which sets criteria for supplement quality standards. This spring, try NatureMade Super B Complex with a combination of essential B vitamins that work together with food to help produce energy and keep you active. In addition, taking a daily multivitamin like Nature Made Multicomplete can help fill nutrient gaps and keep you healthy so you can make the most of the warmer weather.
For more information about quality vitamins and supplements and to take a vitamin assessment, visit naturemade.com. This is John Hedlund reporting.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Five one zero 8255. Follow us at DougStephan.com. The Facebook connection there, the Facebook logo, Twitter. Give us some thoughts as you continue to think about all of these things. All right, we move on from Donald Trump to the budget situation, the debt ceiling. Lots of conversation about this, so we'll spend the rest of the hour on what's coming in from various sources, including this clip from a Fox News discussion, including Martha McCallum and Juan Williams, about the brewing battle when the focus is on Congressman Ryan's budget. There seems to be a lot of people who are either taking it seriously or want to push it out of the way.
Obviously, you know, the line has been drawn in the sand. This is the way that Democrats are going to approach this. They're going after the Paul Ryan element, which he claims wants to reform Medicare. But they're, you know, some folks say trying to scare seniors.
Oh, they are trying to scare seniors. I mean, it's not that Nancy Pelosi said anything that's wrong. The Congressional Budget Office has said much the same. It's going to cost seniors more for Medicare under the Ryan plan. But the point that I think you're making, Martha, is really the big issue, the big ticket. There's got to be entitlement reform in this town in order to bring down the size of deficit. President Obama had said, don't demagogue people who make proposals. And he's just, he, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats have done just that.
You know, I mean, it's the biggest issue, budget issue, in, you know, the entitlement part of the budget, Medicare. It's a huge, it's a behemoth, a monster that is in major trouble. So why wouldn't Democrats even want to, you know, sort of come together and try to figure out a way to fix this problem? If that, you know, in a perfect world is what they're supposed to be sent to Washington to do. In this Ryan plan, you know, looking over some of the details of it, it wouldn't actually kick in until 2022. In terms of reform, and years after that, you know, in terms of the next step, and it would sort of shift the way that people kind of have to think about preparing for, you know, their medical care as they move through life. You know, that's a long distance. He's not talking about people who are receiving these benefits right now.
No. What he does is he grandfathers in everybody over 55. But
right.
To your point, the polls show overwhelmingly Americans don't want the kind of Medicare reform that Paul Ryan's offering. Now, I think Americans have to be led on this issue because, as we said just a moment ago, deficit reduction is inextricably tied to entitlement reform. So there's going to have to be some kind of reform. Democrats are saying we want reform that involves restraining the rate of growth. Ryan's proposal, and by the way, backed by Alice Rivlin, a Democrat who was on the president's budget deficit commission,
right,
says basically let's make Medicare into what they call a premium support program or a voucher, but it's limited. It takes away the guarantee that the government's going to take care of seniors no matter what the cost. And I think that's the point that Pelosi,
Obama,
and others are exploiting.
We don't have any money to do that, Juan. I mean,
this program
isn't going to be solving forever. You know, this is what I understand. It feels like Democrats in this case, are not speaking the truth to these folks about what the real picture is and how long this program is going to last and whether or not, you know, they might be able to tap into it right now, but their children, their grandchildren are going to probably not have these kind of benefits at all. It feels very disingenuous. And it feels to me like the American people, they understand what the situation is, but I don't know about the folks in the building behind you.
No, look, I'm going to tell you, though, remember, the American people, as I said to you in the polls, overwhelmingly don't want Medicare touched. And I think that that's what the Democrats are exploiting as a political issue.
Absolutely.
And not leading in terms of saying we're going to have some kind of reform. And the Democrats have a different idea about how to accomplish it. But the way that they are beating up Paul Ryan about it, the way that they are taking political advantage of it, is where I think the problem exists. Because we need leadership in the country that speaks to the idea of common ground, bringing us together to say, listen, all of us are going to suffer. The program won't exist, as you said, Martha, unless we do something.
And that seems to be something that makes more sense than anything else. If we don't change what we're doing, everything blows up. And those of you who are getting these entitlements, somebody's going to have to bite the bullet. Who is it going to be? 800-510-8255. Unless you want the whole country to go down in flames. I think it is that bad. Here from MSNBC, Chris Matthews, who's never seen an entitlement program he didn't like, talks to Ron Paul about the military spending.
What do you make of the extension of our military now to four fronts? Iraq, Afghanistan, the drone attacks in Pakistan, which are quite heavy, and the new war front in Libya. How do you put it all together?
It's an outrage, and I can't understand why the American people are tolerating it. Matter of fact, if you do poll them on this, about 70% think we ought to get out of Afghanistan. Of course, my position is we shouldn't have gone in, and we should come back from all those regions. But, you know, a lot of people voted for the president because he had indicated maybe he would have a different foreign policy. And I think they're very disappointed because he has expanded the wars rather than diminishing them. So, yes, this is terrible. And I think the foreign policy is a major contributor to our financial problems. I also, of course, believe the domestic spending is a problem as well. But, you know, to me, the foreign expenditures in the war should be the easiest place to cut. And we now spend $1.2 trillion a year maintaining our current foreign policy. And I could find hundreds of billions of dollars there. And I wouldn't have to cut programs at home, programs that basically I don't agree with, but I don't feel like that's where we should cut first. I think we should cut out all this warmongering and bring our troops home, and I think politically it would be a smart thing to do.
Can you run for office in this country and get elected in most parts of the country by saying, I don't think we need to be the number one superpower of the world. We don't have to have the biggest armor. We don't have to have the greatest weapons in the world. We don't have to have all this stuff that takes us into so many fronts. Can you get elected for president, for example, talking like that?
I think it'd be more difficult. But one thing is, if people understand what I'm saying,
then that's the point, isn't it?
Wait, Chris. Let me say, there's two different ways. One is military presence around the world and forcing our views on, but I want to be number one. I want to set the example for the cause of liberty, to have peace and prosperity and trade with people, and then we will be a number one force. But it will be a philosophic force. It will not be a military force. But people that push us overseas get it mixed up. They say, we are a great nation, and we are going to go over, and we are going to force you to live like we do. And they go over and they said, we're going to spread American democracy. We've been doing that since Woodrow Wilson. My approach and the approach of many of the libertarian conservatives is quite different. It is to set an example where people would want to emulate us, and that means spreading ideas is much more valuable than spreading weapons, wasting our money, making us more vulnerable, and it all comes to end badly as far as I'm concerned.
You understand the fiscal situation. Do you think it's something we should risk not passing a debt ceiling? Will that shatter the fiscal markets around the world? Well, we have a real credit problem we've never had before if it goes down, the debt ceiling.
Well, you know, they used a similar argument when they wanted to do the bailout in 08, saying there would be a Grand Depression if we didn't do it. And all they did was prevent the Grand Depression for Wall Street and gave the depression to the poor people. So now they're saying, once again, another fear. No matter what happens, use fear after 9/11 and, you know, Saddam Hussein. We had to scare the people. But now they're scaring again. If you don't pass it, there's going to be another disaster. It is going to be a problem. No doubt. But if you don't get our house in order, the disaster is a dollar crisis. And we're in the early stages of it. That's why the bond rating is going down and the confidence in our money and our bond system is going down. That is much worse than facing the consequences of saying, you know, we have to change our way. And it's not just a budgetary problem. It's dealing with what we just got done talking with. Changing our foreign policy. Are we the policemen of the world? Can we take care of everybody from cradle to grave? As long as we do that, we're not going to solve our problem.
Ron Paul with Chris Matthews. He makes a lot of sense, don't you think? 800-510-8255. We'll talk about the downgrade of the credit outlook, and we'll talk about the other things that are pertinent to the budget. One more clip from a conversation Barry Armstrong had on his program. Here he talked to Tad DeHaven of the Cato Institute about the different approaches the Republicans have on one side, Democrats on the other, when it comes to figuring out how to deal with the budget.
Tad, talk to us about the recommended conservative approach, if you would, to dealing with these deficits, because during the coming weeks, we're going to hear the debate going on raging nationally from both sides of the aisle.
Well, I think when it comes to conservatives, they're talking about reining in the entitlement programs, Medicare, Medicaid, but they're also talking about continuing to increase defense spending. And the, you have the Democrats, the liberals, who don't want so much defense spending, but want to keep spending on entitlement programs. Then you have folks like Cato and myself that are more of the libertarian point of view, is that we need less military spending, we need less entitlement spending, and that everything has to be on the table if we want to get our budgetary house in order. The imbalances are beyond comprehension right now.
They are. Can you try to explain it in layman's terms? I've tried a million times to explain just the severity of our national debt, $14 trillion. I think it's $43,000 per person, you know, $130,000 per taxpayer. But put it in layman's terms if you can. So people have an appreciation for just how bad a shape we're in.
We have a situation in this country where Americans have become more and more addicted to government spending. And the problem is when everybody tries to live at the expense of everybody else, it can get quite costly. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, while folks say that we should cut government spending, when they're asked about programs that they benefit from, they say, oh, no, you can't touch that.
Like Social Security.
Social Security and Medicare, those are the two biggest problems. Now, at the same time, people generally don't like paying taxes. They'd like to actually keep their own money. So a lot of folks say, well, just tax the rich. They have more money, and we can use that money to pay for the programs. Well, the imbalances between spending and revenue are of a magnitude that are so great that you could tax every penny from the rich in this country. And not only would that be disastrous from an economic standpoint, but it wouldn't bring in nearly enough money to cover all of these programs and benefits. And, you know, the problem we have right now is that these big programs, the Medicare, the Social Securities, they're basically set up like Ponzi schemes. And the American people, I hear this over and over again from relatives. They say, well, I paid into Social Security and Medicare.
Evidently not enough.
Well, but that's just it. Nobody paid into anything. There's no account in Washington with your name on it. When you were working and paying those taxes, that money went to Washington just like your income taxes. Mm-hmm. And it went out the door just like your income taxes went out the door to pay defense contractors or farm subsidies or food stamps. That money went out to retirees. And so now that you have all these baby boomers retiring that aren't going to be out there paying those taxes to fund the benefits, they're going to be dependent on a smaller pool of taxpayers. And the problem there is you simply can't not maintain the same level of benefits with a smaller percentage of the workforce relative to those benefiting those retired to pay for it all.
Right. 800-510-8255. So let's see. We'll take callers in a matter of moments on the budget situation itself and the Standard & Poor's rating system and how that impacts you. Right up straight next on the countdown.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HD TV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get started with these budget callers. Liz is in Massachusetts and has a good question.
If I remember correctly, Standard & Poor's and Moody, when they testified before Congress after the collapse of the banks, they had rated all of the banks and the financial institutions as AAA. When questioned under oath in the Senate, they specifically said, oh, this is just our opinion. How come now their opinion is so sacrosanct? That's what I'd like to know. I really think there's something very political about this, and all of a sudden now we forget what they said under oath, that it was just opinion.
Wow, that's pretty strong and pretty, I think that's very good food for thought, Liz. Thank you. Here's Lee in Wilmington next up on the Countdown Live. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing?
All right.
As far as I'm concerned, as far as the budget goes, the Republicans got voted in there on a promise that they were going to go there and actually slash this deficit. They get in there and don't even basically get $1 billion actually taken out from this annual budget. As far as, like, Donald Trump, the reason he's so popular is because He's not a politician, and he is basically speaking the people's mind. Now, his answer, I have to admit, is kind of off out in left field sometimes, but that's one of the reasons he's popular.
I don't think say anything else. I think you just said it. Thank you. That's good. 51 after.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the legal expert on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and one of the jobs that he has connected to this program and to the world of talk is to write for Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of the talk radio industry, and they have daily and weekly and monthly blogs and services and information, and one of the things that's in the focus this week is the Federal Communications Commission appealing the rules for indecency on the radio and on television. This is a can of worms. You write about it on the Talkers Magazine website. Would you explain the nuance of this so that people who are concerned about the return to the fairness doctrine or people trying to understand the ridiculous and really, I mean, absurd application of this rule by the FCC, which loses in court every time it goes to court. So now, for whatever the reason, the Obama administration seems to want to have this clarified, or is it deeper than that?
You're talking about the fairness doctrine.
Well, no, I'm talking about the indecent. The FCC has decided to go to the Supreme Court in the indecency, because there doesn't seem to be any real ruling as to what it is, these fleeting expletives that show up on the air and the vagueness of the rules. And that's why they get thrown out of every court, because there's no definition of obscenity.
Yeah. And, you know, what we have is the whole issue of indecency came from that George Carlin piece of
Seven Words Can't Stand on the Radio.
Somebody played it on the radio. It went up all the way to the Supreme Court, where they said even though it wasn't obscene, they created a new level of vague terms called indecency. And no one was really quite sure. The FCC's rules were very vague on this. They didn't make a lot of sense. But they put in a rule that said that you couldn't broadcast indecency between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 in the morning when children might be listening. Now, part of the reason for that rule was at that time, at the time that Carlin first did this, there was a way, if kids didn't hear these words on broadcast radio or television, it was felt they weren't going to hear them. But, you know, now having the limitations which only apply to broadcast TV and only apply to broadcast radio, they don't apply to the internet, they don't apply to satellite, they don't apply to cable, a lot of people think it doesn't make any sense. And the rules of the FCC have changed, and they changed them so many times. A good example was when Bono of U2 got an award at the Golden Globes. He used the F word, saying it was effing amazing that he was getting this award. Now, it went out over it. Really, there was no issue of indecency there. And when the FCC first heard it, they ruled, no, it wasn't indecent. It was, like you said, the fleeting expletive. Nobody was offended. No big deal. There was such an uproar that they heard the case again, which is absolutely ridiculous. And they said, we've changed our mind. We're changing the rules.
So
whenever
politics.
It appears, yeah. It's going to be illegal.
Yeah.
They went to the Supreme Court on this, and interestingly enough, the FCC won in the Supreme Court, but only on the very narrow ground that the FCC had made the rules following the Administrative Procedures Act. And in his opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas said, we invite the lower court to decide whether this thing is constitutional or not, and we'll deal with that issue when it comes to us. Well, the lower court did rule and has ruled a couple of times now that it is indecent. And in a way, it's very surprising that the FCC is going to take this up to the Supreme Court, where they are absolutely 100% going to lose, which really is the best way.
Yeah. Okay. And do the people in the Obama administration that are forcing this feel that that's it and that's why they want to get it done?
You know, they very well may want to do that, and that's a good point, Doug, because the FCC could have said, okay, we'll do the rules over in order to comply with what the court says, which really would just invite the thing for more litigation. If they go to the Supreme Court, it's going to be tossed and it's going to be done.
Yeah. And so then we don't have – but we still have the parents' groups, or at least the fringe groups that are – only in business because they're 501c3s and they give people who are former congressmen jobs. I mean, that's about it.
Well, you know, it's a good indication of that was when the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction occurred.
Right. Yeah.
Most people didn't even notice it. And when you looked back at the complaints that came, they were all from special interest groups.
That's it. All right. There he is, the man of the hour who knows what's going on legally, First Amendment Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, exercising his right to freedom of speech here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.